Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, turning your upside-down world right side up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning to all the best people I know out there, and that would be you. I'm feeling a global group hug this morning. I see lots of people lining up on the call, switchboard. We're going to get to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for holding patiently. Today's guest we have is Kelly, spelled K-E-L-L-E, Kelly Sutcliffe. Yes, talking to the other side. Listen up. She is an investigative psychic medium. I've read her book, Listen Up, The Other Side is Talking. I love, love, love it. You will too. It's on Amazon. And you can find more about Kelly, because we won't be able to get to all of it in an hour, at Psychic Medium Kelly, that's K-E-L-L-E.com, okay? So I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. We're going to get to your calls. If you could just try to be very specific and we can get to everybody, that would be awesome. I know you will, because you're all the best people to know. And if you're new to our family of listeners, please follow us. If you have a free Blog Talk Radio page, just hit that blue button on the left-hand side, and that'll give you updates. You can also go to debscott.com, sign up for the monthly Mind Vitamin News. You'll get a listing of all of our great guests. And you can listen to 500 podcasts 24/7 for free. We are here, brought to you by you. Well, let me tell you about Kelly. She is awesome. She is a very gifted psychic medium. She's worked in her industry for over 14 years. She uses her expertise to show people that the psychic world is very real and offers inspiration, and a lot of inspiration, and comfort to those dealing with grief. She also works as a psychic investigator, consulting on current missing person cases and cold cases. She does this nationally and internationally, and in her career she has worked with Boston University's Cold Case Collaborative Group, and with the national group Find Me Too, and privately with police detectives, individual families, and she's just healed and helped so many families dealing with grief with accurate information to find the missing. Her message is very clear. We all need to pay attention to the signs and symbols that past loved ones give us every day, who want to comfort us in our time of grief. Kelly explains to us how this communication works and how to listen up. And again, as I told you, she has a best-selling book, won tons of awards, Listen Up, The Other Side is Talking, privilege, honor. Thank you for sharing your shine with us today, Miss Kelly.
Hey, my pleasure. It's great to be on your program, Deb. And you know what? It's going to be a great program, because you know what? So many people are needing, are wanting to use their intuitiveness. And it doesn't matter, you know what, if you're 17 years old or you're 90 years old, it's still a part of your world. And so I'm glad to be on the program to be able to share that, this insight with everybody.
Yeah, I loved your book, a lot of inspiration, and I found you online as we discussed. And, you know, one of the things that I love about you is, first of all, your story is funny in the sense that, you know, you had this gift when you were younger, then you kind of put it on hold, and then after three children, you know, you got it back, and how you've been using it to help people. And, you know, the cold case, I think, is a very interesting part. But you do talk a lot about what's going on in the world today, that this veil is thinning, that this is a different time for us. And I know a lot of listeners feel the same way. Tell people where we are because sometimes I think you said it's almost like, you know, is the world having this sort of, you know, midlife crisis?
Right.
What's going on here?
And you know what, that's what it's interesting, because when you look at where we are in intuition. Intuition, you know, we all have intuition. We're all born with intuition. People might want to call it, you know, father's instinct, mother's instinct, just that, you know, nature of, you know, when you feel something doesn't right or that inner voice that talks to you, right? We all have it. Obviously, some people are ramped up more than others. Myself, obviously, the antenna is pretty strong. But what happens is in the energy of what's going on with our world is we are finally at a place where people are accepting their intuition. It's taken us about 4 or 5 years to get there astrologically, where, you know, we've kind of weeded out, look at your life where you were 4 years ago to where you are now. A lot of weeding out with people, places, you know, moves, jobs, relationships. And people are coming into this plane for 2016 to, like, you know, look for change, look for opportunity. How do we want to make things better? How do we want to better ourselves? You know, even look at, you know, the political aspect of our country right now. You know, everyone is passionate, who whatever side you're on, you know, who is running and why. And we've never seen this mm-hmm. in our country in a long time. Part of that is because of all this momentum of transformation that's occurring with everyone. And that's a healthy thing. So there's nothing bad about it. It's actually, you know, a good space. And part of the work that I do is obviously through my book and through my programs and readings is I teach people how to trust their intuition and how to ask questions and ask your loved ones to help you out. Ask for signs and symbols when things pertain to your life. And people think this is kind of crazy, but it's really not, because in retrospect, you know what? Our loved ones on the other side are there to help us. They're there to guide us. They don't just stop and say, okay, you know what? I'm done living this life over here on Earth, and now I'm going to, you know, go pick daisies on the other side. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way. You know what? They're there to be a channel for us for information, to guide us still. You know, your mother wouldn't stop guiding you, you know what I mean? If she was here, she'd be talking to you and giving you advice on your life. You know what? Well, you have a way to connect with them intuitively through signs and symbols. When I say that, you know, I call this kind of my purple dinosaur theory, and I talk about this in my book where...
Oh, I love that chapter, by the way.
Yeah, you know what? It's just simple. But you know what? If you want to ask for a sign from a loved one, you say, you know, I joke and say, ask for a purple dinosaur. Now, that's obscure, but obscure is good because, you know, you remember obscure. And, you know, you will see, you know, several signs that day of the world, of the word dinosaur. You'll see a new museum opening up called, you know, of a new dinosaur series. You'll see, hear the Barney song. You'll see, you know, Barney sheets at Walmart, you know, whatever it would be.
Mm-hmm.
To ask a question and say to your loved one, okay, am I doing this right? Can you give me guidance? And when you do so, what happens is they are always giving you signs. We're just kind of here on the other side sometimes too dumb to listen. You know what I mean? Or we dumb up a bit. Oh, you know what? I didn't see that, or I don't see this. When in reality, you know what? If we just paid attention, those signs from our loved ones are all around us. You know, I give a story, like I can remember, you know, especially when you're grieving a loved one, when I remember my dad had passed away, and I was at Market Basket, which is a local store around here, and I always grab flowers for the house and threw a bag of flowers in my basket. I get home, and that day I was saying, Dad, I need a sign from you today that you're okay. Just say we need that. And sure enough, I put the flowers in the vase, and as I do so, like this flower jumps out of the vase, I kid you not, and boinks me on the head. And it was a Bells of Ireland. And we had Bells of Ireland all through my father's, you know, funeral arrangements and the flowers, which were Irish, and that was like a big deal. And that was symbolic, as funny a story as that is. But again, that's the attention that people need to pay attention to. Look at our loved ones as their job is to guide us and help us through times of stress still.
I love that. And, you know, in the book, I just want to tell people, get this book, listen up, The Other Side is Talking. One of the things that you had with that purple dinosaur theory that I was laughing so hard, I love the way that you present things because, you know, you just make it funny and light but mm-hmm. practical, was the lady that was looking, oh, I'm going to have this outrageous sign that I'm looking for, and I think it was like the pink car or something. And she didn't see the pink car, and then it was like, Kelly, I didn't see the pink car, oh, well, that's okay. And then she woke up first thing in the morning and tripped over her daughter's pink car Barbie you know,
Barbie
car.
Team. Yeah.
And it was like, oh my gosh, I was laughing so hard. A couple of things that I just want to echo that you mentioned that I really enjoyed. And I'm going to just read it out of your book here because I have it in my hot little hands. You have a whole mm-hmm. team around you to work with your intuition. They can be past loved ones, angels, or guides, all aspects of the higher realm of living that come to work with you. You have to ask and trust. And then you gave us examples of how to get those God glasses on to actually see whether it be the song or the Irish bell flowers popping mm-hmm. out or the tripping over the pink Barbie doll. Death is just another facet of life, and it's quite colorful. And, you know, all of the things that you talk about working together, like all things work together for good, mm-hmm. we, you know, sometimes I think I do this, I'm sure a lot of the listeners do this, you know, you say kind of like, well, why did that bad thing happen? Or it seems like it's a negative, but what you say is, hey, look, this is an earned important gift, and it's mm-hmm. called empowerment, the who, what, when, where, and how, and to be thankful, and this is what you say, be thankful not only for the good, but also for the bad and the ugly. Yes, be thankful for the skills you've gained while learning to cope with stress. Why? Because it has made you new, Caps. Those stresses were supposed to happen to other people, though, right? Well, guess what? They were really meant for you. No one gets a pass. Life's just to make us better souls. And, you know, God challenging us to find a positive in everything. You know, I really loved how you reframed and shift that perspective through this story. And I just was wondering if you had any comments from, because you hosted a radio show, you talk around the world, you have international clients. Is there any common thread with that statement?
Yeah, and I do, it resonates because people are, we're constantly learning, right? You have to be in order to live life here. And you know what? It's that point of reflection. And here's the catch is that if your energy stays grounded and you stay positive, positive things come towards you, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you get into the negative schmegative of poor me, oh, this one did this to me, this was so sad, this is that, I'm in the doldrums, what do you attract? You attract chaos. You like chaos for some weird reason. You attract negativity. It's your choice. You either go one way or the other. And what happens is when you get those hits, and that's what I call them, kind of those psychic hits, right? You're driving along and you get hit from behind in a car accident, or you trip up mm-hmm. a stair and break your ankle, or what have you. There's some reason why the universe is stopping you, holding you, okay, because you're going wrong direction. And it makes you literally stop in your tracks so you can go forward and rethink things, redo things, maybe get out of a yucky marriage, maybe get into a new job. Maybe for years and years you wake up thinking, you know what, I hate my job, but I've always wanted to do this, but you never get mm-hmm. off your duff to go do it. That's the point when, you know, you never want the universe to give you those physical hits or those issues. So do it on your own because it's a heck of a lot easier. I always say, you know, it's a heck of a lot easier to learn our lessons here, you know what, than it is on the other side. There's a lot of work to do on the other side when you don't do things properly here. But I do feel that actually when you are in that capacity, you know what I mean, of learning, because our souls are constantly learning, you know, we never grow up. Let's put it that way. Our souls never grow up here. You know, we're, mm-hmm. you know, we're constantly evolving. And so, you know what, that's the poignant of when, you know, you get those type of significant changes or you get sick, right? Well, you know what, people get sick oftentimes because, you know what, they're not grounded. They're not healing their energy. They're not healing their aura. They're not grounding, and I talk about this in my book also, Deb, that, you know, how important grounding is and clearing out mm-hmm. the junk that we have in the residual. You know, it's kind of like your energy and around your space. Think about it. It's like, you know, it's like not taking a shower for 20 years. All right?
Yeah.
Gross. You know what I mean? But we hold on to negative stuff in our space. That's why you have to clear it out every day. You have to sit and be quiet, and you have to clear your space and clear your energy. It's like, you know, even back in the day when, think back when, you know, your folks bought homes, right? And, you know, first thing they did in the, you know, when they bought a home in the 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, they'd call a minister, they'd call a priest, they'd call somebody to come bless their home. It would be very ceremonial, clear out the energy, bless this home. Today, you know what? Nobody does that. Well, same thing. You have to bless your own self, and you got to bless your own environment in clearing your home. Like the Native American Indians would clear their home with lavender and sage and their land, and it's very ritualistic, you know what I mean, to protect it from basically evil spirits is what they were doing. But we need to do that too, because we're all in this space that's happening really fast, right? And everybody's feeling it. You know, you think of something happens. You know, all of a sudden you look at your life and, oh my God, that was 5 years ago. I can't believe that. The time's so fast these days. Well, you know, energy is fast and we're full circle with it. And you know, you want to keep your spaces as clear as you can be. I mean, look at, you know what, how many times, like when you're looking for a home, you look go into a property and you're like, ugh, this feels so heavy, but it's absolutely beautiful. Why does it feel so heavy? You know, probably because, you know, the people that live there are pretty negative, or there's residual there for 25 years, it's never left. So, you know what, it's those type of things that are reminders, and that's what I feel like my book has been a lot for people, is just to remind them, kind of like to get back to grassroots, and to realize actually that spirit has a lot of sense of humor, all right? You know, your loved ones still have a lot of funny sense of humor about their lives and what goes on. You know what? Not to be so, you know, serious, because spirit isn't serious. You know, it sends love. It says love energy to everybody. It comes from a positive place. And you know what? But along with that, when you're ever positive, what happens? You laugh, right? Well, so doesn't, you know, it's to keep things light, and that's what the energy is today, and that's why 2016, if I can share, is full circle for a lot of people. 2016 is the best year. If you're ever going to, like, want to do a new business, if you want to start something new, you know, if you want to lose 20 pounds, I mean, whatever it would be, this is the year to grab onto it, because it's that type of forceful energy that pushes you that way. And it's a big clearing type of year also, to clear out kind of the old gook, the old ways. Look at our political system, how that's changing up, right? Reality checks are going on left and right all the time. And you know what? And that's a healthy thing. And so, but not to get stuck in the fear of it. When you bring things into your world in fear-based, you know what I mean? Fear-based is a pretty strong piece of evidence, right, that you don't want to be in. What fear-based issues do is, you know, it keeps you on hold. It keeps you in chaos. It keeps you in negative spin. And that's what you want to prevent. You always never want to be into fear-based. Sure, there's a reality check of what's real, what's, you know, what's healthy. But when you bring fear into something, it just will never manifest into good. Never does. And so that's the point of all this energy stuff that we're talking about. It's kind of your mindset of changing and how you think about yourself, your family, your loved ones, your environment. And that's a good piece to develop so that you can go forward and kind of simplify things, you know, so that, you know, you can go forward and set your sights higher on what your goals are.
Well, I love this idea of change this year, because I think we had talked earlier that I'm trying to sell a house. I am definitely going to keep the positive attitude that this is the year for change. And for people out there listening, and we're going to get to your calls, I see so many people on the switchboard from all around the country. I see 805, 908, 201, 412. Oh, my goodness, we're going to take calls in 2 seconds here. I just want to ask you about the psychic detective work as well. But, you know, you talk about clearing out a house and our energy, and you give exercises for grounding. But, you know, one of the things that I also was impressed with was, and it was kind of a quirky story, but maybe not really, it was a touch of evil. And it was like, you got to be careful what you bring into not only the people you surround yourself with, but the people and the things that have an imprint that come into our homes and lives. Because you said that you had, I don't know what you call it, psychochemistry or something.
Psychometry.
Okay, where you say, you know, you hold an object and you feel the energy leaving from the imprint on it, and that Mm-hmm. You got this crystal you were holding from your friend, and it just felt evil and bad, and don't touch it. And then you touched it, and you were just seeing things of people dying and horrible. And it ended up being, you know, you were like, what is this? And it ended up being a crystal from the chandelier in Saddam Hussein's house. And I was like, wow, you know, I think we just kind of sleepwalk through life instead of paying attention to, you know, who, what, when, where, why, and how we let into our precious, cherished gift of life.
You got it. And you know what? That was a true story. This is a friend of mine whose brother came back from the war and was, you know how military people, you know, bring stuff back, right? So she called me one day and she said, hey, Cal, come on over. I want you to, you know, can you like hold something and figure this out and blah, 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 blah. And just come over. I want to show you something. So she gave it to me. And like you said, you know what? In my head, I heard, don't touch it. But of course, you know, I'm human, right? So I pick it up.
Of course.
It's all faceted.
You too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm human. I pick it up and it's all faceted. And she goes, okay, what are you feeling on it? And I was seeing, you know, Osama bin Laden. I was seeing, you know, war. I was seeing death. I was seeing all this stuff. You know what I mean? People being murdered. And then finally I said, hey, what is this thing and where did you get it? And I said, and I was relaying this information to her. And then sure enough, I find out that this is a crystal from Saddam Hussein's, you know, when they invaded his house, you know, everything was like destroyed. And these crystals were all on the floor from this big, huge chandelier that was in the foyer. And her brother had scooped up a bunch of crystals and threw them in his pocket. Mm. So, but let me just say this. Whenever you antiquers are out there, you know, bring in something old into your house, you need to clear it because old energy sticks, okay? And it can be, you know, everything's energy. It's objects, it's you know, people, it's animals, you know what I mean? Everything has energy. And so you need to clear it. You need to clear the energy before you bring it into your home. As an example, the one time and only I did a ghost hunt, someone asked me to go on a ghost hunt at the Behavioral Center or whatever, Arts Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in there. It's all, you know, filled with old stuff, historical stuff. It's Indian reservations used to be there. There's a cemetery across the street. You know, you walk in this place, your energy just boinks off the walls, right, with, you know, what I'm feeling. And you know what? Old stuff brings old energy into your home. And you hear people like will say, you know what, I don't know why, but I just bought this new piano or whatever, and I can hear it playing, or I can hear it, you know, energy takes on its own self, right?
Mm.
Or people, you know, it's just is what it is. And stuff can be, you know, not in a good space. It could be, you know, from a really evil home. It can be that. And the residual then brings on to your own space where you are. And so you just need to kind of clear out that stuff, especially, oh my gosh, with mirrors, that's a big thing too. Reflection things, you know, that needing to clear that before you bring it into your home. And, you know, we could live like here in New England because that's where we are. We live in a real old area, right? Not old stuff going on. And, you know, you have to, you know, the residual energy, you know, of where location is, wherever you are, that's why it's so important to, you know, clear land, clear where you are, you know what I mean? So negative stuff can't stick around. And it's just a power of, you know, it's just there. It's you can't live in a space and think that you're the first one there. That, you know, that's
right.
Naive to think that you're living in your world. So, you know, that goes even, you know, for yourself. If you're selling your house, you want to clear your own space also so that it feels clear and fresh when someone walks in to buy it. So
yes.
It goes both ways, you know, clearing your
and
own
you
space.
And you used to be in real estate, so.
Yeah, yeah. And
yeah.
I could see, I could tell you right off the bat, like, oh, you need to, I would go in and do my own little magic, and they had no idea what I was doing. But, and then the house would sell a couple of days later, believe it or not.
Yeah, we're going to have to, Joan Rivers, can we talk, Kelly? Well, we're gonna talk about that. You know, I'm looking at the time, so I just want to make sure we get to the callers as well because we have so many people that have called in early. But, you know, I just really have to touch on why it's important and why you're so passionate about doing this work you know, the psychic detective work, because you talk a lot about the vibration of love that we have with parents, loved ones, families, even pets, you know, that higher vibration. It doesn't,
right.
Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. And you had a funny story about Nikola Tesla, but I'll let the readers read about that. The listeners find the book and read about it. But the idea that, okay, that connection, you know, life never ends. It's
mm-mm.
changing, and we're always learning and growing, and God is always working for us. And that idea that, okay, if you have that higher connection in love, where our loved ones and angels and guides are helping us right now as we are all on this call together in
mm-hmm.
this moment called now, which you very, very clearly emphasize, we must live in the power of the now moment. You also talk about those that have left abruptly or didn't expect to be, you know, a quick death. And
mm-hmm.
those people want to make things right. And
they do.
And speak to us a little bit about that, and then we'll get to the callers.
Yeah. Okay. So when I'm part of my, first of all, let me tell you this real quick off the top, is that people who die quickly, okay, whether it be a car accident, whether it be, you know, a quick accident, you know what I mean, impactful
mm-hmm.
injury, die of a heart attack, whatever it would be. You know what? People need to understand that actually those people that your loved ones that have passed, they're always someone with them. I want to make that clear. On the other side, their loved ones are there with them, whether it's a split second, 30 seconds, you know, of transition time, you know what I mean, versus somebody who has cancer for 7 months and then in their deathbed, you know, transitioning. Everyone transitions with a loved one on the other side, so that connection's made to bring them through to and into God's light. And then we get the other aspect when, and part of my line of work, as Deb mentioned, is that I'm a psychic medium, and I do detective work. And I never thought I could do this stuff. I really never wanted to go down that road. But in divine intervention, you know what I mean? I get,
mm-hmm.
I've gotten cases, and I've been able to help families with this. And what I find is actually all these loved ones, all these missing of people, okay, and if they've been, you know, murdered, and they all want to make it right. They want to come back to their loved ones to say, hey, this is who did this to me. This is what happened. This is what evidence I can give, whether it's 2 years, 5 years, 7 years, 20 years later. And thank God for science with DNA today and more things, more and more cases
mm-hmm.
are being solved, but they might have to wait. But within this residual, I worked on one case in particular, and it was the Joanne Matuk Romaine case. And this was a really quirky situation. Literally, one day I'm in my kitchen making dinner, and you'll find this medium always cooking. And so I'm in my kitchen, and I see a flash of a short woman, dark hair, and I'm like, okay, and that's what happens. Mediums will tell you that, you know what, the phone will ring, you know, you'll have these images, and then the phone will ring, somebody will want a reading. So I see this image, and I knew I was going to get a phone call, and I get a phone call that evening from someone wanting to have a reading because their sister's missing. So I schedule the reading for the next day, and sure enough, as this, I'm giving this evidence, and I knew this person was passed who I was reading for, this who they were trying to connect with, because she had shown up in my kitchen. As crazy as I was to say, but it happened. And as I was giving evidence, and as I was giving details, and as I was giving names and people and things to look into in reference to this case, the person obviously wouldn't want to believe because the sister had been missing for a week. Well,
mm-hmm.
in this situation, in the story, she went to church on a Tuesday night, went to a church on Tuesday night in Grosse Pointe, Michigan, going there to say her prayers, do her bits, right? And very prayerful woman, spiritual woman. And come to find out, her car was in the parking lot. Her purse was in there. Her cell phone was missing. Well, I'm sorry, was in the car. And this was by a river waterway where the church was. And right away, there's suspicion. And the police are knocking at the doors at the family's home saying, you know what, we have your car. We have this. Your mother's missing. You know, real sketchy in the evidence with all of this. You know, no Amber Alert was called, and she was a diabetic. And, they claim that she went and committed suicide and walked through the snow down an embankment to throw herself into 3 feet of water to commit suicide. Well, I gave evidence for the family all along. I said, you know what, your mother will be found. Your mother will be, I'm seeing a bridge, I'm seeing Canada, I'm seeing this side. She was not murdered. They're trying to say, she was not committed suicide. She was murdered. There's foul play. I see two people doing this to her. I'm giving the data, you know, what I'm seeing at the scene, because that's how it works. When I work with that, it becomes like a movie theater, where just click, 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 and I see this evidence. And given the details, I say, I see where she's going to be found. Fishermen fish there. Well, and I'm seeing springtime, so I know her body's going to be found in springtime. And it's not suicide. And so as I do this investigation for the family, give off the information, sure enough, March 21st, I get a phone call. It's on my birthday. That's the first day of spring. Her mother was found first day of spring on the March 20th, was found by on the Canadian side of the border of the Detroit River, was found by fishermen, was found in this location I saw where she would be found. And since then, you know what, the evidence has gone forward, and now it's an investigative stage, and now, you know, there's lawsuits and mispractice within, you know, the, you know, Grosse Pointe police of how it was handled, and it's a huge investigation, and, you know, they're trying to bring justice, obviously, and they will bring justice for this mother, let me tell you, based on the making things right and making things happen. And but with the power of this, it shows you, is one, how important it is when and people go missing. You got to remember, okay, that, you know what, our police forces are so overwhelmed because all of our monies have gone to protecting our borders. We used to have, you know, investigations that would be solved, like 95% in a city. Today in Boston, maybe 60% get solved in a murder case because they don't have the man force to do it. They don't have the monies to do it. They're overwhelmed, these guys. So, you know what? It's important, actually, to take a new role. And God forbid anything happens like that with anyone's family. But you know what? You got to get your own private investigator. You got to make sure the police are doing their jobs because, one, they're overwhelmed. Sometimes they can't do it. Not that they don't want to. But you know what? They just don't have the capacity to do it. And you got to make sure that you stay on it. You have to have a representative so that, you know what, they do their job. It's a checks and balance. So that's one thing I've learned about the being impassioned about this work, is how important it is when people go missing, of how important it is to have your own team around you when you go forward. Mm. And secondly, is when you give evidence, you know, I don't want the credit for anything. And I just want to give the information and have the proper investigators go on and investigate it, because I work for the souls on the other side, you know what, trying to make things right so that they can find the evidence where they are, so they can research stuff. So take it and run with it. And that's the same thing when I would work with Find Me Too, you know, the group. What would happen is I would work with them, and these were all former FBI agents, 95 psychics around the world. We'd give evidence. And the only thing we get, same thing with Cold Case Collective, same dynamic. It was investigators, it was psychics, it was, you know, PIs, and we'd all work on cases with Boston Collaborative. But what happens is when I work a case, I basically call it the psychic press release, and it's the who, what, when, where, and how of how this person is missing. And when you do this, all we're given, so everybody knows when a psychic works a case, we are given the name, we're given the location they went missing, their birth date, and a picture. And it's from there you gather all the information that you give the information. So I basically call this the psychic press release, and which it's answering those 5 questions. Mm. And then we field it and give it off to the people. And it's a continuum. And you know what? That's the piece that on the other side, so want to make it right. I can't say that enough. And you know what? And I know, you know, in reference to this case, you know, and people can read about it on my website. They can read about it in the media. You know what I mean? There's lots of good stuff that are going to happen with this case and be on TV. But with this, too, it's this important component to because it covers lots of factors of what was done right and what was done wrong and who's involved with that. But it's an important lesson, I think.
Yes, and I think that, you know, in the big picture, as I'm listening to you, and obviously your passion and dedication to this is, you know, we can all hear it and feel it, but, you know, whatever God gives you, everybody, as a gift, you know, with Kelly, it was this psychic ability, whatever your gifts and talents, and each of us has them, you know, if we use them for the good, if we use them unselfishly, if we use them to help one another, then, you know, it will always unfold, you know, in a positive way, and certainly the results you've gotten, especially with working on these cold cases, has really been phenomenal, and I know that there will be more in the media about this. Would you mind if we get to some callers? Because a lot
of
people
we want to
have
do
patiently
that.
Been
well, we
on
talk
the line
streak.
Waiting to speak with you. All right, so everybody, if you're part of the Best People We Know family, you know how it goes. But for those of you who are just joining us, I'm going to say your area code, like 805-617, and you just say your name, where you're calling from, and try to have a specific question for Kelly. Because she can't answer all your questions, you can do that if you want to speak with her at psychicmediumkelly.com and set up a special one-on-one conversation with her. But I want to try to get to everybody because I really appreciate everybody being here. So 805-617, what is your name and where are you calling from and your question?
Hi. Hello. This is Donna. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Donna.
And, hi. My question is, I wanted to know, I'd like to be in a committed relationship, possibly a marriage, and I wanted to know if you see this coming into my life at some point.
And you're currently not with anyone right now, right?
No.
Okay, what happened 2 years ago? They want to go back 2 years back for you, with you. What ended a couple of years ago?
Well, 7 years ago, I was with a fellow, and then we had broken up, but then he drowned. So we didn't get a chance to get back together.
Okay. Hold tight. Okay. And if I said to you this gentleman was actually, you know, very soulmate to you, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. And as this gentleman comes through, actually, as he's centering himself around this with you here, What I'm gathering actually is that I feel like you guys came in your life, came out of your life. He's like, you know what I mean? The timing was always off, you know what I mean? And then finally it came together. But it was in that time frame. He says that he's so thankful actually with it being having you as his love is what he wants to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel actually that this gentleman is actually gearing up to is helping you on the other side actually to bring this new passion, this new lover, this new boyfriend into your world. I'm seeing the number two. Okay, so when I see the number two here, I want to say you are married within 2 years. Okay,
what?
And pay attention actually in the next few months. Okay, because I feel like you know what, this is a nice space in your time frame where it's like getting to know this person, being able to actually be kind of really understanding you, following your heart. This has been, you know, you were grieving. I mean, that's trauma. You know what I mean? But I do feel like finally you're ready to get back into square and be into the healthy relationship, not just date. Follow me, different. So what I'm seeing is that, and pay attention to the month of July. That's an important month. This could be possibly when you meet this person. So hopefully that will be helpful. And what's the D name around this man who passed? I'm getting a strong D. What was his name?
John.
Okay. But what I'm getting with him is actually pay attention to like a Doug, a David, that kind of name.
Oh, okay, yeah. Those are my brothers. They're over here. Okay.
Okay, so paying attention to their names, Doug and David, the brothers. Okay, so he wants to recognize the brothers, obviously. He's shouting out to them. But I'm also feeling these two gentlemen are actually part of this imperative role of being actually in your, who's going to be actually very helpful in this new love relationship coming your way.
Oh, good.
So thank you for calling me, and good luck to you.
Kelly. Thank you, Kelly. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Donna. And you can also connect with Kelly on her website, so don't forget to do that. Stay in touch. Let us know what happens. Okay. Thank you. 908-902, what is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Good morning, ladies. This is
Hi.
Carolyn. Hi.
This is
I'm
who?
Carolyn.
Carolyn?
and I'm calling from New Jersey.
How can I help you, Carolyn?
Well, my question, this is kind of interesting, is regarding my paternal grandma. I understand she was adopted. I just found out 2 months ago. This was a big family secret. She's no longer with us. And I know she was, from what I understand, she's from somewhere in England. Now, I'm going to England this year, and I'd like to find out all about her. I love her. I never met her. And I don't think my dad even knew that she was adopted. And if he did, big family secret. So I'd like to know, where was she from England? Like, what town or city? If you could get that.
Okay, right when you started talking, and you know what, I'm seeing a B name. Berkshire's, I have no idea. I'd have to look at a map for you. But
Berkshire's,
where am I getting that? Berkshire.
Is it close to, like, a major city, or is it a major city? Because that's easy, too.
You know what? Something Shire.
There's so many, yeah.
And there's I'm not going in, like, the outskirts of England here. I'm going, like, in the farmland is where I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Into the hills, into that area.
I had a dream about it a couple months ago.
What did you see?
Well, I saw, like, a really old-fashioned, like, well, their houses are on the row, and we're talking about the beginning of the century, maybe last century,
mm-hmm.
and the streets are totally empty. I'm walking down with two of my friends, and there was nobody on the streets, but all of us, the two friends, and I gathered that maybe one of these friends is my grandma. Because we're going through the, down the street, and I'm walking really fast. The two of them are behind me, and then there's this odd couple that gives me the creeps. They buy me, and I looked at them, and they laughed at me. I got the creeps like they were up to no good. I went down to the avenue, turned left, and my two friends are missing. But I've noticed that the couple came up to me laughing. And I felt like they killed her. So I started screaming. I called the cops. The cops interrogate them. And then I knew they were dead already because then I saw their spirit going right through other people that were walking. So I wonder if
that's significant.
Yes, it is.
That's pretty detailed. Yeah. You know what? And here's the catch is that did your grandmother die from a sudden type of death, or did she live a long time?
And my dad was only 13 years old.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. So I really feel like this grandma is connecting to you, and let's just do this. Remember we talked about tonight about how important it is to pay attention to signs and symbols. Well, dreams are significant in signs. And what I would do, if I was in your space, I'd sit and meditate on that and say, okay, and call out this grandmother's name and say, listen, why did you give me this dream? What's significant with this? And whatever you hear in your head, okay, that first thought, that first this, that, and the other, tell me exactly where I'm supposed to look. Get out a map, you know what I mean, and say, okay, tell me where I'm supposed to look. And wherever your hand lands, your finger lands, that's direction, all right, and using that. And I feel like and is she still buried in England?
No, she was buried
she came
in
back.
Portugal. Yeah, no, she was buried not even here. She was buried in Portugal. That's where she lived.
Okay, but
she
I feel like
top.
You're going to find residual of family members. I'm seeing grave sites. So I'm seeing that name. I'm seeing the significance. So you need to pay attention to that. So,
thank you.
We'll help you guide. So, but you're on the right track, and she's obviously around you because she wants to make things right.
Yes,
so
she
good
does.
Luck to you.
I love her. Her name is
That's
Eliza.
That's great.
Sounds like she's loving you too, Caroline. And be sure to connect with Kelly on her Facebook page and website and let us know how that goes. But dreams are really important telltale signs, aren't they, Kelly? They really
sure
do
are.
Tell us a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
Caroline,
you.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye now.
Fascinating. Yes. I love how you talk about dreams and keeping that journal and how some of those dreams spoke to you. And you talk about that in your book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just fascinating because you said, the veil is like between 1 and 4 or something?
1 and 4 o'clock in the morning is when the veil is thinnest. And that's when we're the most quiet. I mean, You know, our loved ones try to connect with us all the time, but we can't. You know, we're on our phones, we're running kids to soccer, we're and sales appointments, whatever it is, go, go, go. You know, we're never quiet. And so when we're quiet is when we're sleeping. So that's the easiest way to kind of for them to scoop in, to give messages. And if you've ever felt, you know, and every loved one comes back to give you a message, no doubt about it. You felt them in dreams. You heard a song that you used to dance to. You've, you know, asked for a sign. They give it to you. That's their job. They need to come back and do that. And when you have felt a loved one come through, and it is so real. You're crying in your dream. You feel them. They're not saying anything. They're just there. Mm-hmm. They're there, okay? And that's an important piece. So obviously this last caller, you know what, because she's so, you know, obsessed about finding this information in a good way, you know, in a good format to heal her family, it's resonating, you know what, so that this loved one is giving her symbols and that are significant. So mm-hmm. that's a good piece for them to pay attention.
I love that. I love that. Okay. 201-864, what is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, it's Rose, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
How can I help you?
I recently reconnected with someone from my past, and I want to know, what do you pick up with regards to this friendship?
Okay, is this a male?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. What I'm getting right off the bat is what I see is not what I get. If I said to you this person kind of had like this up and down life, does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know what, just be a little more cautious that, you know what, you're not, I don't say the word used, but just, I think this is kind of nature. You know what I mean? That it's nice to have a companion and be friendly and that kind of stuff. I just want to be kind of cautious about money around him. Don't know why I'm getting that. You tell me.
I don't know.
Okay. And I'm just seeing, you know what, making sure that, you know, going forward with, do you want a relationship with him?
No. Mm-mm.
You just want a companionship?
Yeah, friendship, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, okay. But I am being, like, I feel like I'm just seeing finances. So making sure that, you know, you don't loan any money, you don't do any of that kind of thing. Not to say that you can't, like, watch a movie together and hang out, that kind of thing, or be a part of things. It's nice just to reconnect. You have history together. But I just feel like, you know what, it's just keeping it on the simple level. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you, Rose. Connect with Kelly.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. Cautiously optimistic. There's always, you know, a little heads up can be very helpful. Okay. Am I at the right place? 412757. You're on the air. What is your name and what is your question for Kelly?
Hi. My name's Keisha.
Hi.
Keisha. My question is, what did you see coming up for my love life?
All right, I'm giving the number 2 here. So I see you making the choice between two people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. You're not dating, are you dating anybody now?
I kind of.
Yes or no?
Yes and no.
What?
I date and. Not like, I do what I want to do. Like, it's not like a committed type of thing.
Okay. But is there two men around you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. See, thank you. All right. That's what I'm giving you the evidence here, girl. okay. Here's what I'm getting is until you get serious, okay, on saying, okay, I'm not just going to be, you know, meeting you here and there, that kind of stuff. You know, it's easy for me, it's easy for you kind of deal. Until you get serious and say, you know, to the universe, okay, provide me with, you know, a beautiful person to be sharing my life, that's when it happens. Because you're seesawing it, okay, you know, come see, come saw, you know what I mean? La, 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 you know what I mean? It's not, nothing's going to come towards you. So what Spirit's saying to me right now is to get a little more serious on you and directive to what you want. Because then it can attract you. See the law of attraction. You know what I mean? Get down and dirty and say, you know what, I want them to be this height, look like this, be compassionate, be family person, you know what I mean, be independent, you know what I mean, and I want this relationship by June 1st. You know, throw that out there every day. Guess what the universe is going to do? It's going to give it to you. So I'm seeing it's more work on you, you know what I mean, and not settle. Don't settle. You've been settling for way too long.
Right.
I'm going to go back 10, 15 years.
Committed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 10, 15 years. No. You know what I mean? Like old is old. Past is past. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. These next 10, 15 years that are coming up towards you, they're much more stronger foundation. And that's with this new person that you're going to allow to be in your world. It's more like that. Follow me?
Okay. All right.
Good for
you.
You're
just so good. Love it.
Thank you.
Connect with Kelly.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, this is a Skype number, 111, so I don't know where you're calling from, but if you could tell us, that would be awesome with your name. Thank you.
Sure. This is
Hi,
Trish. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Hi, Trish.
Hi, Kelly.
I want your weather. Can I have your weather? We're in Massachusetts, and it's like, okay, cold and rainy today.
Well,
yeah.
Kelly, I live in New England. I'm just here visiting, so I know.
Oh, okay. Hey, even better. Impressive.
So my question is, I was wondering, very similar to the other callers, if you could give me a message from Spirit about relationship, whether to reconcile or not.
No.
Okay.
Heard that shout
at
me.
That was quick. That was really quick.
Yeah.
If the answer is no, is there someone else?
There is someone else. But it's interesting. The person who is someone else, I feel like, is in your past.
Interesting.
Okay. I just did a big, heavy sigh when I'm thinking of this relationship. Getting back together, it's a lot of work. You know what I mean? I think you've done a lot of work, but I don't think that person has. And when I say work, it's like, you know what? Kind of shaking out the old groove, you know what I mean? You know, realizing your errors, realizing, you know, what you did differently or should have done differently. Has this person really, 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 really reevaluated their world to make him a different person?
You know, that's a great question. I'm not quite sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the question you need to ask. And then that'll be definitive of whether or not you'll pursue it.
Okay.
Do you think it'll
happen this summer?
Oh, it has to happen well before then.
Oh, okay.
Because November is a real important month for you. And it could be like you play around, you know what I mean? But I feel like November you make a choice in whether or not you're going to go forward with this relationship or you're just going to say, I'm on to, you know, a new person. I'm ready to meet somebody else.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
My
Trish,
pleasure.
Thanks for calling in. Be sure to connect with Kelly at her website, and you can find out about her book and how to connect with her later if you'd like to do that. But thank you for calling, and enjoy the Florida sunshine.
I am. Thank you.
Thanks. Wow, that was quick. Sometimes you get those answers just so quick, huh?
Yeah, just I hear it and I say it, deliver it. So.
Well, there you go. I guess you told us. not trying to rush, but I want to get as many people as we can in for everybody being so patient. 951207, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi there.
951. Hi.
Have to hang up.
Oh, 951207. Okay, that's okay. We'll come back to you. 81, oh, you know what? I think, where is this? 210771, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from? I think you were in the chat room, my friend. Is that correct?
Yes. This is Pearl from Texas.
Hi, Pearl.
Hello. I looked at your website. You remind me of me. The fair skin and the strawberry blonde hair.
Ah, there you go.
There you go.
Irish
my
girl.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm Irish or not, but same coloring. So my mother is passed, and I wondered if you have a message from her and any message in particular regarding her jewelry.
Okay, did somebody lose something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first and foremost, okay, is a let me just take a second here to connect here, all right? Hold on, Pearl.
Sure.
Okay, so as I get into your mom, all right, there was a piece of this. Okay, did you take care of your mom when she passed?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because she wants to resonate that with you. She's thanking you for the care. Okay, and is there, does she have a son also?
Yes.
Yep, okay, so in the, and she's recognizing the son also with this. But if I said to you, you were more caregivers, that makes sense?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And she's thinking that she really wants to appreciate all that she had. She's really sweet. She's and I want to say that actually she says, you know, she really kind of went, it was difficult early in her life. Does that make sense to you? And how she was,
yes.
I don't feel like she came from a lot of finance. She came, I feel like she was very, she worked really hard to what she had. Makes sense to you?
It sure did, yes.
Yep, okay. And she was very proud of the fact, is what she says to me here in message, that you didn't have to work as hard, okay? And she really trying to make that happen for her family.
She did.
Yep. And she's also resonating with that. And do you have a child too?
Yes.
Okay. So she wants
three
of children. Okay. So she wants to recognize the three little birds. She's funny. It's like the three little kids in the nest is what she wants to call them. Okay. And so you're asking where this jewelry is, huh? Okay. So is there two pieces or a couple?
There's a couple pieces.
Yeah, there is a couple. I'm seeing a couple. I'm seeing it actually in a box still.
And where's the box?
I'm looking. Hold on. I feel like it's a box within a box.
So is the box in with me in Texas, or did it go to Ohio?
Ugh. Thanks. Okay, because what I was seeing is I was seeing things being moved before you even said that. Try Ohio.
Well,
I'm seeing
I'll
a box within
again.
A box.
Yeah, I'll never see it again. That's why my brother's in Ohio.
So that's the brother that was coming up, right? Okay.
Yes.
So why can't the brother look in the boxes?
The brother won't return it if it is there. He's already declined.
To look?
Declined that he received anything, declined there's anything existing of that type, or he's declined. Put it this way, even if it was received by him, he's not going to cooperate or tell me.
That's unfortunate. People get so weird when it comes to stuff, don't they? After death.
Very,
they really do. And
very.
You know what? I see it time and time again where, you know what, people won't cooperate. You know what I mean? There's lawsuits over when clients come to my office. You know what I mean? They're suing family members. It's this, that, and the other. You know what I mean? People taking out of wills. You know what I mean? And let me tell you, the people on the other side, all they want is everybody to be loved. Stick with love.
I know.
You know what?
I know.
Everyone's ego gets caught up in their underwear, getting a bunch over everything. And you know what? It truly does not matter. It doesn't. And so, but you have other pieces of jewelry of hers, right?
That's right.
Okay, so what she's saying to you is actually, and there's a ring, there's a bracelet, there's a necklace, there's a few pieces.
Mm-hmm.
She's recognizing that, and she's wanting those to be designated to your children.
I'll pass them on, yeah.
And to let them use them now, she says, that's important, not just for, you know what I mean, for when you pass or anything like that.
Okay.
But I do see these I'm seeing it packed within a box in a box. It was like overlooked.
So will I find them?
You're going to have to do some due diligence. The brother has to do some due diligence.
I've done everything I can. It's already been a while. I mean, if I'm like a dog with a bone. Within that, but there's pieces of jewelry. It was it's actually my wedding band. That's why I'm like a dog with a bone. It's been several months now that I keep, but I keep asking people who I think have the ability to find something, like you do, to find things. And it's my, after 28 years, my wedding band had worn through on the bottom, so it was in a package of other things to be repaired. And I know I put it in top of the box, but I just don't know where the box is. It has a history. My husband and I were married 30 years. I mean, it just, it's got, I want it back.
Right. It's more, it's emotional. It's emotional tie of things. Yeah, sure it is. And,
will I get it
and
back?
And you've looked
ever?
Through all your property at your home.
As much as I can. I mean, I've been handling her estate for the year. It's been lots of her property to handle.
Okay. I just still want to go Ohio. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I can't help what I get. You still, I don't know. Did you say, okay, you're not going to get this if you don't look for this? I mean, do tit for tat. You know what I mean? You want a piece of this estate? That's great. But you know what? I want you to look for that, my wedding ring. I want you to look for my stuff. I mean, don't let him be a bully. He's kind of been a bully his whole life. So this is what I'm hearing. So you know what? Don't let him bully you. And
you
need to talk
to
him in a way. Hold on. You need to talk to him away and say, you know what? If you were in my shoes, you know what? And this was happening to you, and this is emotional piece of me. By God, go through your crap and look for it for me. You know what I mean? Don't get tough. Don't be a willy-wally. And your mother would have been like that. She kind of kept him in line. And now that she's gone, you know what, he's able to just be, you know, a jerk if he wants to be, and he's doing it. So what more importantly is actually, you know, love the stuff that you have. And secondly is, you know what, go off and you know what, and if I were you, you know what, and go buy yourself a new ring. You know what I mean? And it's from your husband, and it's from this, and it resonates with what this, your whole meaning was, and that will give you great joy, and create the present instead of looking in the past is part of the message too.
Okay. Well, the message is move on.
It's hard though.
Okay.
I know, and it pulls at your heart. So your heart hurts when that stuff happens. So, but you know what? Really resonate with. You know, as your mom wants to close off here, she's sending you lots of love. And how lucky today you got the message today. He didn't.
Yeah.
So she sends you
Kelly.
Lots of love. Blessings to you.
I appreciate
Thank
your message.
Thank you, Pearl.
It means a lot to me. Thank you so much, ladies. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Pearl. Mm-hmm. You know, my heart goes out to Pearl. I tell you, one of the things that's happened with me in working to sell this home and, you know, 50 years in a house.
Yeah.
In that depression area, you write about that, you know, they save everything. I mean, I have, oh my gosh, I have had the detachment from stuff, people. It's like we spend our younger lives collecting stuff, and I had to do my life review with my mother, my father, my grandmother, because we all lived in this house. And I just cannot believe my mother saved, I don't know, my baby shower. She had the cards, you know. I mean, it was like, good grief,
I know.
Mom.
They never threw anything away.
Nothing. And mm-mm. you know, it's really been hard whether, you know, at least for me in my life, you think that, oh, my gosh, I can't live maybe like Pearl is saying without that ring, or I can't live without this, or I can't live without that, whether it be money or people, relationships, physical things, whatever it is. It's amazing how, you know, as painful as it is, at least it's been for me, that God has given me something better, which are those eternal things, which is that peace, which is that happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, none of us is staying, Kelly. And, you
know,
sometimes to really hold on to the things we need, God has to let us let go of the things we want to hold on to.
Totally.
And, you know, that's just my personal feeling, and that's where you and your book is, that graceful, gentle, compassionate letting go to realize, you know what, you're not losing anything, you're gaining something.
You are. And that's, you know what, how much better is it to get a message from a loved one to know that they're still connected to you versus wearing a ring. You know what I mean? Like, let's face it, you know what I mean? It's like you can go out and, you know, create a new symbol for yourself then. Go buy a new ring, you know what I mean, that would have resonated
a
with...
A new ring, right.
That's something for yourself that you can look at and say, you know what, this reminds me of everything that we had, and this could be, you know, the birthstone from the month that you got married to the diamonds around it to something that's differently just solely for you. And, you know, that energy is still around it. Your loved one is going to make that for you. And that's the piece that, you know, and honestly, it's like, and if somebody wants to be a real loser and take things, and when it comes to when people die and all that kind of stuff, let them
have
it.
Karma comes around.
Oh, my God, does it ever. And you know what? That's the, you know, people just need to take the higher road when things get in the way. And it's good to purge. Let me tell you, when we were doing my mom's house, you know, there was a million Fry Daddies down there. I'm like, what?
I remember reading about that. I can't even tell you the stuff that I found, okay? I think you said false teeth, too. I'm like, please. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know we're going a little bit over time here, and I appreciate you staying on the line. But, you know, one of the things that it really is unbelievable how, you know, we really don't know how attached we are to something till it's gone. And in the irony and the contradictions and the bizarre twists and turns that, you know, this, you know, Pearl was on hold. She's been in the chat room. She was obviously very passionate to speak with you. Mm-hmm. And it was about losing the ring. But you know what? If she hadn't had lost the ring, she wouldn't have called and spoken to you and gotten that beautiful message about her mother saying, thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for being a caregiver. I'm here. I love you. I'm blessing you. So you know what? Lost, found, you know?
Totally.
And you and I, as Catholics, I think we were taught up, I think we're close in age, it's that you offer it up. It's like, okay, I've got this suffering, I'm not happy about it, but I'm just going to offer it up for something better. I'm gonna let go and trust that God will work it out somehow, and I'm not finished yet, and who knows, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, you know, when it doesn't, when we're not even thinking about it, the ring will show up, right?
Right, right, totally.
By then, it won't even matter.
No, and that's the catch, is that, you know what, it just... Universe works in really awesome ways. It gives us things when we're ready to receive them. It gives us things, you know, when we think we need it right away and this has to happen in my life and this, that, and the other. It'll give you the old pregnant pause that maybe the timing's not right. It's not right for now, you know. And that's the patience. That's the patience with energy. That's the patience with spirit that we all need to understand and have. That, you know what, you can't have everything right away. You have to be, you know, deserving. The timing has to be right. You know, for instance, when people call in about relationships and when am I going to have a relationship? Well, you know what? Let's see. Did you do the work on yourself? You know what I mean? Did you, you know, become a better person after all the relationships you've had? You know what I mean? Did you work through the process of why you attracted that type of person in your world? Were you a good girlfriend? Were you a good boyfriend? Or were you a jerk, or were you hasty, or were you cheap, or were you take advantage of people, and are you still doing that now? Well, guess what? You're not going to attract that person you want because you didn't work on yourself. So, you know what? You have to evolve with relationship. You have to evolve with healing yourself. You have to work through those divorces that you've gone through to see your role in things when they happened so that, you know what, you're not going to redo it and get a second divorce because you married somebody just like your ex. You know, because you're not healed amongst yourself. I mean, everybody wants to try and chase the love band, right? And you know what? You got to love yourself and you got to love what's around you first before you can attract it into your world. I mean, that's common sense. And it's a common sense approach on house to you also. So think on that because it's really, truly mandated on how soul works.
It's true.
Yeah.
And last I checked, we spend more time with ourselves than anybody else. So if we can't get along with ourselves, we're not going to get along with anybody else. And
bingo,
you know,
bingo.
You know, seriously, we had talked earlier. I've for a long time in my life, I look at the person I used to be and I'll say, oh, gosh, you know, you have to have that relationship. Guess what? God and the dogs, man, I'm telling you, it's so peaceful. It's like, please.
Yeah.
I just want peace and serenity, and whatever God gives me, it's going to be good. And, you know, trusting that timing. And I love how you talk a lot about nature as well, that, you know, nature, everything gets accomplished in nature, but it doesn't rush. The flowers are coming open in spring now, if we have spring here in the Boston area. You know, everything gets done, and without our knowing it, without our having to force it, it just happens, and it's beautiful. And we have to look at ourselves as that same flower coming into bloom. And I think that that's what you do in your work, at least for me, has inspired me as well, even though, oddly enough, people, the reason I found Kelly was because I was Googling something about Trump, because, yes, I am a Trump person, okay? Know that, that I have a lot of people. I have all sorts of followers from all different walks of life. And you were like the number one person Googled on Google about that. It's just phenomenal. I am so sad we're out of time. I hope that I can get you to say on air that you're going to come back and join us in again, because, and I want to thank all the callers. This Kelly is so many people that we still didn't even get to from around the country, and I would love to get to everybody, but what I want to do is have them connect with you, and how can they connect with you? And maybe they can say, you know, I was in line, on hold with the Best People We Know show, and, you know, they can, or they want to have an hour reading, or they want to go to a book signing, or they just want to meet you. What, how do they do that, Kelly?
You know what? The best way is actually through my website, which is psychicmediumkelly.com. There's a whole plethora of all information about my work, my, you know, media, everything that's that, my kind of whole world of 15 years is all there. And you can connect that way for private reading, message me, that kind of thing. And, you know, and obviously you can call also, which is 978-420-8213 is my office line to go forward to set up a reading. So I do half-hour readings. I do most of my readings are always an hour because I read a long time for people and because I never want to cut spirit short. But, you know, I will do some half-hour readings here and there. So, but overall, you can go forward and you know, book that way. But the neat thing is actually when I do read for people, it's I'm a psychic medium. So my link is created by both ways. So I read as a psychic, I read as a medium. So mediumship information comes through from your loved ones along with psychic information around your life. So you get a lot in a reading from me. And you know what? I never cut people short. Obviously, how would I if, you know, someone is, you know, your mother's coming through and is discussing things with you, I would never say, oh, my time's up, I can't read for you anymore. That's rude when I think when readers do that. So, you know what, I read a lengthy time for my clients and would welcome anybody who would like to call. My book is obviously available on every internet site, so it's on, you know, through Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, through my website. If you want a signed copy, I can sign it and give a message to you, actually, when I send out signed copies that way. And everything is available through my web. So, you know, it's pretty easy accessibility to my work.
Well, you've been a blessing to me, and I have just been so excited that, you know, you've come to share your shine on the show with us and the listeners, and I know that you'll be a blessing to many others as well, and especially with your psychic detective work, too. I think that's an amazing niche.
Thank you.
Yes, very. I know you're very passionate about that, so I want to get that in. But, you know, I always ask the people, hey, this show is brought to you by you. Mother Angelica would say that. But what I ask people to do to keep us going and growing, because I can't bring them great guests like you, Kelly, if we don't, you know, get the word out there. So I just ask everybody, especially with social media, just if you enjoyed the show, share it with a friend, post it on Facebook, share a sweet tweet, you know, just put it somewhere, and then that's how we can reach all these other people to keep the positive energy flowing.
Yes, and everybody needs it.
Thank you so much.
Definitely. My pleasure to be a part of your program, Deb. Thank you for having me.
God bless you. God bless Kelly. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Thank you. Lots of love and blessings, everybody. Go out and make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.